Good afternoon, good morning, wherever you may be at different time zones. Of course, this could be morning for you. This could be afternoon. So I just want to say thank you for joining me here on Mars Bar on this Sunday, March 27th. I am your host, Marcy Latimer. Thank you so much for joining me. I always like to start with a prayer. I got this one off of the President Trump's prayer team Facebook page. I really enjoy this page. There are some really great prayers, and this one just spoke to me by somebody named Alan French. So thank you for this. Heavenly Father, we arise to meet you with a thankful heart this Sunday. As we start the new day, we ask that you go before us and make the crooked path straight. You said, eyes had not seen nor ears heard, and no one has conceived the things you have prepared for us. I am asking that you would meet the needs of your people today. Take the difficult problems that many are facing in these trying times and give them the solutions to the challenges they face. Give them the strength to overcome any obstacle they may face, for it is you from whom we draw our strength. Help us to remember today that every path walked is walked for a reason, and every day is a blessing as the Holy Spirit continues to lead our way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for that. That's a great, great prayer for this Sunday. Once again, March 27th, and I cannot believe how quickly the months are going by in 2022 already. It's just crazy. My goodness, we're getting to this is the last Sunday of March. And of course it's spring. I talked about that last week, how I enjoy it getting warmer, the warmer weather. It's so wonderful. So very nice. And spring has sprung. So beautiful blooms outside. I am a recovering Californian, as they say. And in fact, I have a new intro. I forgot to play it. I'm sorry. It's new to me. So let me just show you what we got. We have a new intro to my show. Let me play that for you real quick. And I thank Eternal Affairs Media for that. So let me see if I could pull this up. I almost forgot because it's so new to me.
Conservative radio host and recovering Californian, now residing in the red state of Texas, introducing Marcy Latimer.
Okay, thank you for that. I am sorry I forgot to do that because it's new. I've been doing this show since May of 2021. In fact, it was, I believe, Memorial Day weekend when I kicked it off. So I can't believe it's been already that many months. But yeah, so this is new to have that intro. So I apologize. I did not play it on time, but I will next week. And thank you. And I do want to say thank you again for joining us here. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a donation link or sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always God bless, put God first, and everything else will follow. I love to remind you of that. So crazy things have happened. Of course, this week we had the latest with the Superior Court nominee hearings that have gone on all week. Ketanji Jackson Brown, who has been selected completely because she is a woman and a woman of color. These two things are the real reason she was selected as the nominee by Biden and the administration. And when she was asked what the definition of woman is, she said she cannot define that because she is not a biologist. I'm sorry, you can't make this stuff up. What? Okay. This is a problem. So yeah, that happened this week. And of course, now the memes have gone off the chain. It's been absolutely hilarious. To be honest, some of them are just so funny. It's too much. It's really quite hysterical. But I'm sorry, you can't define the word woman. That's a real problem, especially when you know darn well that that's the reason you were up there on that seat as a nominee for Superior Court. Okay, so there's a problem there. And she knows the definition of woman, but she blatantly lied. Okay. Because she said, no, I can't define that word. Okay. So the other thing that we found out that she lied about right off the bat was when they were asking her about critical race theory, CRT, being how she feels about it being curriculum in schools. And she serves on a school board in a private school. And it was proven that that school she serves on supports CRT. And she knows that for a fact. And so she lied by saying, no, she did not know anything about it. And she doesn't know what it means. And she didn't know her school did that and had books about it. And Senator Ted Cruz, thank God for him, he showed absolute examples that were proof positive that the school board she was, you know, serving on is indeed pushing that theory. So this is unbelievable, but it's the truth. And she's blatantly lying there on the nomination board hearings. The other thing, of course, that she really should be disqualified for immediately for lying alone, but also for being lenient on pedophilia. So that was another thing they got her on. I can't really give you exact examples at this time, but you can completely Google it if you want to, or play a DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is your search engine. It's better than Google because it doesn't track you. It's a better server engine to, you know, check things on. And yeah, check it out and see what she has to say about that. She's very lenient. She's been known to be lenient on pedophile cases. So that is not a good thing at all. We do not want somebody who's lenient on pedophilia. That's disgusting. That's sick. And it's evil. So she's very left wing, and she has the ideology of the complete progressive left, and it's pretty frightening, to be honest. So she does not hold true to family values or anything like that. So we need to really pray that she does not get appointed. Of course, oh gosh, did you hear about this week? COVID is not dead, that's for sure. Hillary Clinton now, she has COVID now. Yes, so this came out just after we heard last week President Obama had COVID, and Jen Psaki, press secretary to Biden. Isn't that interesting how they all just happen to have COVID right around the same time? Seems to me that, and now mind you, this is my opinion, but I've always said I thought this was Obama's third term, and that Clueless Joe is really just a puppet. Oh, yes. So I know that to me, this just sounds suspicious. It sounds like they're spending time together. I mean, could they be behind the scenes? Those are the ones that are really pulling the strings. And that's where Psaki's getting her information from. Mm-hmm, I think so. Clinton and Obama joining together. And of course, heading that is Soros, as we know. Yeah, he heads it all. But he's really pulling all the strings to dismantle America as we see it. And we've been noticing that. Oh, yes, we have. Goodness, last night was great in Georgia. Trump took the stage, of course, for his Save America rally. And we always love seeing President Trump doing what he does best. He's great. He's up there. And of course, telling the truth about all of the craziness that's been going on. And he doesn't get shy about that, that's for sure. And he's truthful. And I really do believe it's true. If he was in office, that Ukraine and Putin would not have been doing this and attacking Ukraine. I really do believe that. And I think a lot of people do. And there have been polling, actually, and it's like 67% believe that this would not be happening, Ukraine and Russia. So just really a tragedy, what's going on. We need to pray for those countries as well. And just very sad. But it's the truth. And I do believe that if Trump was still in office, that this would not be happening. Because they knew Trump was serious. And they don't. He showed that the country was strong. He was a strong leader. And Putin could see that. So he wasn't going to mess with us. But now that he sees a weak leader, unfortunately, he's messing with us and the countries. And it's very sad. Very sad. And he is a horrible human being, Putin. And he's up there with the ranks of Hitler. And it's very frightening. But we need to pray that peace overcomes everything else. And just pray for those countries, really. pray for Russia too, because a lot of people in there, they don't like what's happening. It's Putin, not them, not the people who live there. So I was very sad, and it's very sad for Ukrainians, and we pray that they get out. And what's wonderful is my church, Eagle Mountain International Church, is just put another $4 million to donate to get the Ukrainians safely out of the country. So, I mean, my goodness, they've already given so much money. $7 million a couple of weeks ago, they talked about, now another $4 million. So, oh my goodness, they just keep rising to the occasion. It's a wonderful thing. So just hallelujah to that. Just so you know, Trump, the interesting thing that I noticed about Trump at his rallies, he actually looks refreshed. Most presidents age in the end of their terms. They're grayer hair. They have wrinkles. They're tired looking. They look pretty haggard. Nope, not President Trump. Trump actually took a beating the entire 4 years as POTUS, but never aged, it seems. He's actually looks more refreshed and youthful. And it's just really nice to see at the Save America rallies. And again, this one was held at Georgia. Thousands upon thousands of people came out to support him. And it's just wonderful to see it, just the support. We know this is a movement. This is a movement. And he was throwing out Save America hats and with the red Save America hats. That's his new MAGA hat. So it was MAGA, then it was CAG, Make America Great Again, went to Keep America Great. And now it looks like Save America is the theme. Oh, yes. And we do. We need to pray for that. Unfortunately, I am going to have to make this short. I do have things that I have to get to today, but I just wanted to touch base and say thank you again for joining me. It looks like I've got 5,000 downloads now on my show. I just got a badge for that. So I appreciate all of you who do support me and, of course, support the Conservative Talk podcast all around the globe. Really, we need more people to just speak out against the tyrannical left and the Democrats, and unfortunately just the craziness that's been going on. Everything seems to be topsy-turvy, left and right, and what's wrong is right, and what right is wrong, and it just seems like that's what they want to push, you know. But we know the truth. We know what's really wrong with society. So we need to keep God first, and that's what's going to do the trick. And I really truly believe that. So thank you again for joining me here. And if you want to watch some really wonderful shows before I leave, I just want to, once again, if you haven't heard me in the past, talk about this. My favorite show is Flashpoint, and they are not afraid to speak about all that's going on. And it's really wonderful. And now it's on. Okay, so it's on the Victory News channel, and Victory News is great too, by the way. It is now on Spectrum TV. You can also see it on DirecTV. You can see it on Roku and Dish Network, and of course, you can go to YouTube and subscribe there as well. So there are multiple ways to watch, but Flashpoint is seen Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Central Time, and it's an hour-long program. Last Thursday, they had Mike Lindell on for an extra half hour. So it was wonderful. Love that patriot. Wonderful God man, godly man who just loves America. And we love people like him who just want to get the truth out. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for people who are not afraid to speak out and to just really get the word out that the truth will prevail. We just got to keep the faith, live in faith over fear. And again, God bless. Have a wonderful day. Amen.